Joining us on the line is ABC News political director Rick Klein, talking about everything going on in politics. And Rick, why don't we start, of course, in Florida. I cannot wrap my head around what a manual hand recount might look like and how much time it will take, but they have like a Sunday deadline to get it done. How crazy is the scene right now in Florida?
It's pretty wild, and there's no roadmap for how a county does it. Every county is going to do it on their own with their own specifications. Some are smaller than others. Some are larger than others. We have visions of people with magnifying glasses and hanging chads, and the system's changed a little bit. But literally, they have to go hand by hand with individual ballots and try to judge, did a voter try to signal a particular intention or not, and in some cases get challenged one by one. And all along the way, the Democrat in the Senate race, Bill Nelson, has to make up a gap of some 12,000 votes. That's a lot in a recount.
Yeah. Is the presidential recount of 2000 coming back to your mind?
Oh, my gosh. It's everywhere now. And I think, you know, you can't talk about elections in Florida without talking about the 2000 recount. And there are parallels, although that was actually a much closer race, higher stakes to the presidency was at stake as well. At this stage, the Democrats that we've been talking to suggest, realistically, they're going to have to find some kind of major systemic error, and that did not come up during the machine recount, which means there wasn't a major tabulation error. So the idea of finding this many votes seems difficult at this stage, but we'll have to see until they start getting into those individual ballots. Was there something that was being marked in certain places that wasn't being read by the machines properly, and does that do enough to make up what is still a pretty significant gap numerically?
Yeah, well, it seems pretty wild over there in Florida, but the president's attention a little divided. He's, of course, been tweeting about that and the recount, but also, especially last weekend, tweeting about the wildfires in California. Wondering what the response was in Washington when he sent those tweets out last weekend, kind of pointing the finger when it comes to these wildfires.
Yeah, there's so many things with President Trump simultaneously shocking but not surprising at all, and a lot of folks just said this is not what presidents typically do. This is a real concern. It's a public safety concern. People have lost their homes, their livelihoods in these fires. To just suggest it on poor management of public lands by Democrats is not responsible and not accurate. We're told the president's likely to get to California this weekend and show his concern in a different way, but these are devastating scenes out there that signal a time of national emergency.
Let me bring up Jim Acosta's name. This has been pretty big in the news this week, and yesterday a judge postponed a decision on a CNN lawsuit over his press pass at the White House. Where do you see this, and how is it going to end?
Well, we're expecting a judicial ruling on a temporary restraining order that would restore his pass, at least for the time being today. You know, I whatever happens with the judge, I am concerned about the precedent. The White House here has claimed an absolute right to take away press credentials for any reason at any time. There's no First Amendment right, they're arguing, to be reported from the White House. That is quite a slippery slope, and you can imagine either this or a future White House using a precedent like that to do all manner of things when it comes to limiting press access just for any reason they want, whether there was these stories that they're unhappy with or coverage they want to manipulate or agendas they want to push. That is quite a sweeping potential precedent.
And it seems like he's gotten across-the-board support from other news agencies. Acosta, that is.
Yeah, I mean, ABC News has offered its support, and a range of news organizations have filed a brief with the court offering support as well. I think most mainstream news organizations recognize, whatever you think of an individual journalist, that the idea that the White House could do this to any individual is a pretty chilling thing for democracy.
All of that aside, the credential question aside, what do you think personally about some of the conduct that you see of reporters and journalists in the briefing rooms? Do you think that sometimes it does go maybe a step over the line in cases?
Well, everyone does their own job and works for their own network or their own news organization and does it on their own. I can always feel uncomfortable with how an individual presents or conducts himself, but defend to the end his or her right to do it. So I think everyone has their own shtick, and someone's style may not be my style or a colleague's style, but having that used as a pretext to lose access entirely, I think, is a pretty dangerous thing.
Well, in the end, do you think he'll be back in the White House, Acosta?
I don't know. I feel like if there's a de-escalation of the legal fight, that there's probably a way back into it. What he's been originally accused of doing is not even accurate. So I think when cooler heads prevail a bit, and you start to look at what actually happened here and what the perceptions of it were and all the personalities are taken out of it, I feel like that's the situation where, he should be able to do his job every day.
All right, Rick, we always appreciate the insight. That's Rick Klein, ABC News political director, joining us talking about a number of different issues the president dealt with this week.